don't know. I don't know where my keys are. That's where my picks are. I just said Pixar. You have a pick? What style?
I have a variety.
I'm painfully picky.
I have a variety, including a felt pick.
I use nylon Dunlops.
Do any of these suit you?
No, I'm going to have to go find my keys. I'm sorry. It's a pain in my ass. All
right.
Is it not working? I don't
switch
know.
Switch on that.
I'm going to
lay
this.
Here
is a fine.
Leave me the seat.
Sure that it didn't stay at your mom's house.
Okay, so you have it?
I got it.
Okay.
I think. That was a lot of confidence, and then, like,
yeah.
It's Advil, right?
There's always
no.
Such hum.
Is it ibuprofen?
No, it's Tylenol.
I didn't take
it. Is it the cables we use, or is it just
so
that holy stain?
Only if that's
it's
what
the base
hand.
Nope, gave you Tylenol.
Huh?
Just the base hand.
I
didn't
know.
Maybe if you plug
into... Nope, didn't have ibuprofen.
I didn't take any.
You know, maybe I don't need the bass.
Well, that was what
maybe
I was
play.
Hey,
who's on first?
Your mom.
Okay. The Who.
My mom?
If we can get enough people
the
in
point
here.
Is you have it. Because
I might use that amp. Or that mic.
Is this one still hot?
Yeah.
All right.
Probably at the end somewhere.
Definition.
Definition of.
Maybe on top.
Maybe on top.
Yeah.
Look at one of those curlies at
yes.
The top.
Silent.
Yes. Like a with a dot at the top, like a.
A very long A.
No, not as long.
It's a very long A that goes across the whole. You should play with that on your notes instead. The yellow house.
Ginger's
house.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you doing?
But do they think it's going to be better at the
region? I think it would have been better at Ginger's house.
Probably.
It's a really red space. And Rachel's cafe is sort of weird.
Yeah.
You're a genius, Haji.
I think it might be...
So has tour been fun? I mean, you're a long way from home. You don't seem weathered. I'm about to go on cross country tour, and I'm fucking shaking in my booties. We're starting at like October 6th in Boston, and by December 1st, we're gonna be in San Diego.
That's 2 months to get across the country.
Yep, we're doing basically Bryson. This setup that we're playing tonight is what we're doing across the Northeast until we hit the Midwest. And then from like Tulsa or St. Louis until California, and when we end. But in the middle, our drummer and bassist are gonna swing around with us, and we're playing full band electric rock band shit. Like, this is a rock band. We've just been playing acoustic because our bassist has a wife and two kids, and our drummer works for a sound company all the time, and he's always playing other people's shows. So,
cool.
It's been rough, but yeah, this is. First show we've played for like friends of ours that hasn't been an open mic in a while. We played a radio show, which we're kind of gonna start making as a mixtape just to give to people, but I don't have a tape deck right now, so I can just burn you guys a CD if you're halfway interested. This music, this is This is dramatic ass music. Like, you guys knew Blanket Arms. Like, she's upstairs, Layla and I split, and like, I was just starting this rock band, and Bryce was hanging out with me in the garage, the house that we were living in, and I just started smoking just egregious amounts of reefer. Playing in this rock band, and playing, like, I was explicitly trying to not write personal songs, which is all I did with Blanket Arms. And so I wrote this strange ass story about this man who's a scientist, and he's working on this trial that he doesn't know explicitly what the drug is, but it ends up being, it's like a suicide drug. It puts you in a permanent coma. Like, the whole point of the drug is that you can't get out of this coma. And so it's sort of suicide indirectly, because you're making your loved ones legally kill you. Like, it takes the weight off your shoulders. That's the idea. It's like going to be sold as this sort of like Brave New World sort of soma permanent sort of thing. And this guy's daughter, while he's working on this thing, his daughter drowns, like right in front of his eyes, and it fucking scars him. And he tries to kill himself using this shit. And he, all romantic like, this is in my head, like Sorrows of Young Werther sort of bullshit. He puts it's in an ice cube form. And he puts it in a glass of wine, and he writes a suicide note to his wife. And then he goes out to the beach, and he wrote a letter to his daughter, Ariel. And he fucking burns it and throws it in the water.
Ariel.
His daughter is named Ariel. And he goes back in the house, and his wife had come home and didn't... They thought it was a romantic evening, because there was a candle lit and a glass of wine. She drank the glass of wine. She was in a coma. She opened the letter in her hand, and it says, you know, I'm sorry. And he had to kill her. And so he lost his daughter, he lost his wife, he lost fucking everything, and he's going fucking nuts. And somehow in there he loses his faith in God, and he was, his name was Mordecai, and he was a cool guy, except he just lost his goddamn mind. And some of this shit is about that. But actually, this song we're going to start with is a song completely unrelated to that story. The album is about that, but this song is the first tune on the record, and it's usually the first tune we play live. And it's kind of awkward acoustic, because it's like Our Balls Are Huge kind of song. Like, it's like, we have electric guitars, and we're loud. Listen to us. But, yeah. It's called The Prologue, and it is a prologue to the story. It's basically about how I really want to deal with all my shit, but I'm no good at dealing with all my shit, but I was angry. I was sad and all sorts of shit. So it's something. It's just me losing my shit.
But empty ink pens with which to draw my own conclusions. But the paper is waiting for me. Roll it in fire. Throw it in the fire. Thank you. loud, flimsy prologue garnished with some pithy run-on. I am mending. Gotta spit a wicked plot twist, tangle the knots. My head on fire. I am going to set my head on fire. I am going to set my head on
Thanks everybody for coming. Pygmalion. Yeah. This is our one song in standard tuning. We're playing drop D because we're hardcore. This song about various loved ones with various other loved ones dealing with the issue of being in a coma, be it literal or metaphorical. Baby, made to This is a song about the beach. It's called Sunshine. Sounds good.
No, let's do it the other way. I haven't practiced that in a long time.
Can you do it?
Yeah.
Alright. Take two. Three. Jesus, I hate Christ. Alright, this is an old Glint song, and Glint is a band that two people in this room here really know about. That was fucking roots, man. You know about Glint? Oh, Jesus.
You burned me your discography.
She had the CD.
I have it.
Did I send you Glint? I must have really thought you guys were cool. Alright, well, this is an old Glint song that was never really recorded as Glint. And it ended up Withershin's tune. This is the first tune, Bryce was there, this is the first tune I played on, like, Katie's iPod player.
Yeah.
Her stereo. I played it out in the garage the first time. Withershin started off as, like, a six-member band. We had, like, three guitarists, a keyboardist, like, three vocalists, a drummer, and a bassist. Something ridiculous. And then they all dropped like flies. And Bryce was there for all of it, and then I sort of passed Bryce over a couple times because I didn't think he'd dig it. And then he joined the band and still didn't think he'd dig it. But then he proved his worth at, what was it? Was it Mustache Fest? Was that your first show?
Yeah.
Mustache Fest in Joliet, Illinois. which he sported a champion mustache, and our drummer got worst mustache, second year in a row, mind you. Last time it was he was in the previous band. There was an alt rock band that sounded kind of like what I don't know, Smashing Pumpkins and Weezer, from here, called Johnny York, and the remnants of that sort of joined me and this British guy who's gone now, and chick who used to run the Red Herring. It was a motley crew, but Bryce has basically been doing that. He was doing that on the couch before. We just didn't have a guitar and amp in his hands. He was always there with the Withershins. Oh shit, we're not the Withershins, we're just Withershins. Correction. But this song, yeah, this song's called Forsaken. It's about a nightmare. So this song is the nightmare that Morty was having during that song. It's called Viking Funeral. And her
Thanks. Bryce, do you want to play your tune or Falling Worlds? Do you guys want to hear a song called The Falling Waltz or a song called Silverback Gorilla?
Well, the obvious choice is Silverback Gorilla. But I do want to go with that.
Okay. I guess so.
This is over your head, Bryce.
A song that Bryce wrote that will also be on our record that we will have by the time we visit you guys in California. Thank you. got one more Withershin song. But real quick before I do that. In honor of so many of my Pop Monster brethren being here, and so many of my dear friends, and so much chemical inside of me, I'm going to play the first Isaac Arms song I've written in 2 years. I wrote it about 2 weeks ago on that couch up there. Stoned out of my fucking gourd, stressed as shit, losing my marbles. It was the first song I've written in a long time that I wrote it, and it just worked. I just did it. I got it out, and I feel better. And something about singing the song doesn't feel right because I got all the shit that it's about out. At least on my end, because the thing about it is, it's not... I don't know how to use mic stands. It feels lopsided. I guess that'll work. It's not really... I'm not really talking to people. I am talking to people. I've always done that. I've usually been... If I say I in the team, and I'm I. But this time, I'm kind of the you in this song a lot. It's the first time I've done that in a while. I played it... This is about my two best friends for years, and how over the past year, I haven't really been me, so it's been hard to be their best friend. And it's starting to seem like that can happen again, and I didn't know if that was going to work. Now that it is, I kind of don't know what to do with how happy I am. It doesn't make sense, because I spent just so much time being fucked up, so I didn't have to worry about it. But now it's, you know, it's okay. And I don't know. But this is about it being not okay, and just wanting to be done with that. Using your vocal cords, you can yell to the chorus of this one. If you can't figure it out, no, everyone in this room can figure it out. This is a song about a ghost. That's what I do now. It's a bit different from Blanket Arms.
Very different than ukulele pop songs.
Very different. I had to get away from it.
Yeah.